It's Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Brian Larson. Colorado's fiscal year comes to a close on Thursday with some positive news. Here to talk about that is Colorado Statesman publisher Jody Hope Strogoff. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning.
Now, according to the latest projection from the legislature's Joint Budget Committee, Colorado will actually wrap up the 2010-2011 budget year with a surplus, actually a surplus of more than $300 million. Now, that is a far cry from where we were just at the beginning of this year.
In fact, this is the first time, I think since 2008, that Colorado has done so well in this revenue forecast period.
So what exactly does this surplus mean? Lawmakers were still forced to make some pretty deep cuts to this budget, the one that ends on Thursday, and to next year's budget, the one that begins on Friday. So does this change anything?
The extra money that's coming in is about $78 million more than what was projected in March. And that means that they'll be releasing $67.5 million of that for K-12 funding for the year 2011 and 2012. That's money that had been held back on the contingency that if revenues grew by that amount, it would be given over to education. Even though there have been cuts that have been made under Governor Ritter a few years ago and most recently under Governor John Hickenlooper, the cuts ending up are not quite as drastic as had been earlier in the year.
Well, everyone seems to be very cautious with what exactly this surplus means, which is probably the safe way of approaching things. Here's what the state's chief legislative economist, Natalie Mullis, had to say.
Again, not very fast growth, but we're looking at a turtle's pace instead of a snail's pace.
So I guess if you read between the lines, what she's saying is that things are slow and are going to remain that way for quite a while. So where do things stand for the next budget year, the one that starts on Friday?
Well, Mark Ferrandino, he's the state representative, a Democrat from Denver, who's a member of the Joint Budget Committee. And he termed it that, you know, he's pleased to see the trend moving in the right direction, but he thinks there are going to be definite cuts that have to be made in the 2012-2013 fiscal year. And that's because there's a senior home exemption that goes back into effect that will probably be taking about $100 million out of the budget. And there's also a recent decision by the Colorado Limited Gaming Control Commission that cuts tax rates on gaming starting this Thursday. And that's expected to drop about $300,000 in revenue to community colleges. So there's a lot of things that they're going to have to be made up in the next budget cycle. And unfortunately, according to most of the legislators we've talked to, it's not the end of the crisis, but at least it's going in the right direction in terms of counteracting some of the damage that was done last year.
Now, I want to wrap up with another money-related topic. Over the weekend, Governor John Hickenlooper held a fundraising barbecue for his 2014 reelection campaign. Now, Jody, am I missing something here? The governor's only been in office for 6 months.
Guests had to pay $500. Hosts had to commit to raising $5,000. And the money went to Hickenlooper for Colorado, which is his campaign fund. Interestingly, there are several big-name Republicans who were there. Greg Maffei, a former fundraiser for Colorado Republicans and for Senator John McCain's presidential bid in 2008, was there and was one of the co-hosts, as well as businessman Larry Meisel. So Hickenlooper seems to be getting a lot of support early on, and I guess there's nothing wrong with keeping money in the bank, and that's what they're starting to do. And I know it seems early, and it really is early, but I guess it's never too early when you're thinking about running for reelection.
Indeed, you would think you'd get through the first term first anyway. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper.